couple of days. Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show, where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I am Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Jaden Witt. She's a DNP and one of the newest members of our medical staff joining our primary care team at the Fergus Falls Clinic. And I'm excited to introduce her to the community today and get to know Jaden a little bit better. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's just start with your background. Can you share a little bit more about where you're from originally and what your medical career has looked like up to joining Lake Region?
Yeah, so I'm from Ashby. I grew up on a small hobby farm in the country around here. I did my bachelor's degree at MSUM Moorhead for biology, and then I went on to earn my master's in public health from NDSU. Following that, I went and earned my master's in nursing at the U of M, and then I came back here and worked at the MedSurg floor as an RN here at Lake Region for a couple years before going back to school for my DNP. And I did that at the U of M through the University of Minnesota in Twin Cities campus.
Awesome. What was it? Obviously, you're a lifelong learner. I can tell you like continuing that. But what was it that made you decide the path to becoming a DNP was what you wanted? And then maybe choosing the specialty as well.
Yeah, so during my time in public health, I did an emphasis in health promotion, and that really just shifted my passion like upstream to preventative medicine and just kind of like lifestyle medicine. And the U of M had a specialty or a minor that I could do in like integrative therapies and lifestyle medicine. And I just really liked the NP's approach to healthcare, a more holistic approach. More patient-centered and just more of that like lifestyle approach. So I really enjoyed that about an NP path.
Perfect.
And so I did that.
And in family medicine, you get the opportunity to have that influence of prevention and lifestyle medicine over such a broad range of people too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just really love the idea of being able to like develop a relationship with a patient and have them come back and, you know, work together with them and not just, you know, in acute care, just send them out the door and maybe, you know, not get to continue that care with them. So that's really what drove me to be an NP and move on from the acute, like med-surg nursing.
Mm-hmm. You, as you said, were at Lake Region Healthcare when you were in acute care. What was it that made you decide Lake Region was where you wanted to have your DNP practice as well?
Yeah, first of all, just living in this area and being in this area, it's always been home, and I was really fortunate to come back home, actually by my childhood home. So it's just really amazing. My family is close here, and this community has just done so much for me throughout my life, and just being able to come here and give back in a way to provide in this area was definitely a big motivator for me. And then just working at Lake Region, I was fortunate to meet so many amazing people and just the staff here. And the very collaborative culture that Lake Region has was a huge draw as well. And then I was fortunate to do most of my clinical experiences here. So I've got to know a lot of the amazing providers here and just a lot of the nurses. And so it just made sense and kind of felt like home. And already having those connections was really huge. And it's just been wonderful to see all those faces and be colleagues with the amazing people here.
Well, we're so happy that you chose to come back, and you do have such strong roots here, both in the community and at Lake Region. And I think people don't maybe realize the clinical aspect of training that so many people get the opportunity to do at Lake Region. And
yes,
one of the special things I think about a rural healthcare setting that allows people in training to spend that time in their clinical part of their training. It sounds like it was a positive experience for you too.
Definitely, yeah, it was wonderful. And all of the providers here were very, you know, welcoming to students. A lot of my classmates had a really hard time finding preceptors, and here the providers reached out to me and said, I'll be your preceptor. And that's really unheard of in other places. So I was really fortunate to have that support from the providers.
I think it's so amazing that they really do seem to thrive on that and really want to foster the next generation of healthcare providers. You mentioned integrative health. The idea of prevention and that integrative specialty that was offered. Tell us a little bit more about that and what's involved, maybe with your training and how you hope to bring that into your practice.
Yeah, so lifestyle is just a really great way for patients to take hold of their own health, and it really puts them at the center of their health, and what works best for them, what they want to accomplish, what are their goals, and really gets away from the provider saying, here's what I think you should do, or here's what's best. And so the lifestyle approach just really gives them control over their health. And it's simple things that a lot of times is very cost effective or free, that they can do. And it's so important, and it can make such a big difference. So I think it just is really empowering to patients to know that they can do these things and they don't have to rely on a provider or the healthcare system in order to be healthy. Mm-hmm. And so the training I got, or the minor I did, just kind of talked about how patients like lifestyle, lifestyle, exercise, and just how to make exercise a part of your lifestyle. It doesn't mean you have to go on the treadmill for an hour a day, like just parking farther away from the door at, you know, going into the grocery store, simple things like that, to help you just live. Not only, you know, make sure you're having good health care, but also wellness. It focuses mm-hmm. so much on your wellness, and I think that's so important. Mm-hmm. And then also just alternative modalities like acupressure or aromatherapy, eating, you know, for health, not just to be healthy, but also like food as medicine. So getting some information on those different things or alternative ways to take care of yourself. Obviously medicine is very important and needed, but just having those additional skills or even things that we can integrate into modern medicine, I think is just really amazing. And I think a lot of people are interested in that. So I wanted to just get more information about all the different types of modalities mm-hmm. That can be integrated into modern medicine.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And kind of on a side note, a team from Unity Wellness and a few providers just returned from the American College of Lifestyle Medicine Conference, and really have a growing interest in adding lifestyle medicine information, options, approach to care at Lake Region Healthcare. And it's so exciting that we have your expertise and your passion around that coming to Lake Region as well. Let's talk a little bit more about the types of appointments you'll be offering and patients that you'll be seeing. Can you give us a little more detail around that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I can do like physicals or wellness exams, establishing care for patients 12 and older, so chronic disease management or just annual physicals. And I can also do like sports physicals, STI testing, birth control, all of those types of visits. And then for acute care, anywhere from newborns through the lifespan. So, okay. Yeah.
Great. Broad list of people and types of services you can offer. You've talked a little bit about this already, but I always like to ask about care philosophy. What is it that to you kind of defines what your philosophy is when it comes to person-centered care?
Yeah, I think that's definitely it, that the patient is the expert on their health. They have their goals and their what they want to do to achieve those goals, or what they think is the main priority for them. And they know their body well. They're the expert on their body and their health. So really just partnering with them to be a health resource for them. I'm not telling them what to do. It's up to them, and really using that shared decision-making of what works best for them. Mm-hmm. So I think shared decision-making is so important and kind of underutilized, but using that patient as a resource to help them and just really understanding that they are in the center of their care, they're in control of their care, and what can I do to support that mm-hmm. and their goals.
Mm-hmm. That's great. You've talked obviously about your special interest in preventive health and integrative health. Any other areas of particular interest to you when it comes to medicine?
Yeah, so I was fortunate. During school, I worked at Planned Parenthood just as a virtual nurse. So I'm really passionate about like women's health and sexual health. That's definitely a passion of mine. And then, yeah, just the lifestyle preventative mm-hmm. as well. And then more just, you know, focusing on wellness, or if, you know, people want advice on just how to improve their health, not necessarily fix something that's mm-hmm. gone wrong or an illness. Mm-hmm. I think that's an important aspect of healthcare that people don't necessarily realize, that even if they're well, they can still go in if they want to change something or do improvements to make sure, you know, they don't get injuries in the future, things like that.
Yeah. What about when you're not working? What do you like to do in your free time?
Yeah, my free time is kind of dictated by what Minnesota sports team is playing.
Nice.
I'm a huge Minnesota sports fan, so Vikings, Twins, Wild, Timberwolves, Gopher Sports, Lynx, PWHL, all of it. So this time of year with the Vikings, the Timberwolves, the Wild, sometimes I just set up like 3 TVs in my living room and have them all on.
So. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's definitely probably my number one hobby. Try to get to as many live games as I can as well. Mm-hmm. And then just spending time with family and friends. I have 2 dogs and a cat, so I love to spend time with them. Just being outdoors, so pontooning, fishing, hunting, all the awesome things that we're able to do around here as well.
We're pretty lucky to live where we do.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
couldn't agree more. Anything else you'd like us to know about your practice at Lake Region Healthcare, or how people can connect with you if they'd like to inquire about establishing care with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am accepting new patients, acute visits, chronic health visits, or just establishing care. And you can schedule that by calling Lake Region or through my chart now mm-hmm. as well. So yeah, I would just be really honored to be a part of anyone's health journey, and would be happy to take you on as patient.
Awesome. That sounds great. I always ask before we close, if you could give our listeners one health tip, what would you choose to share?
I would say stay active and just try and eat a well-balanced diet, but just stay as active as possible.
Yeah, really powerful and simple to just keep moving and pay attention to what you eat.
Yes, and every little movement counts. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just try and stand up and go for a little walk whenever you can.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Well, Jaden, so glad that you have chosen Lake Region Healthcare to establish your DNP practice here in our primary care department at the Fergus Falls Clinic. A familiar face to many, an Ashby native, a huge sports fan, and just so glad that you're on our team.
Thank you. Yes, I'm so excited to be here.
Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Jaden Witt, DNP in the Fergus Falls Main Clinic. My guest today on Apple a Day, both Jaden and Katie, reminding you at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.